June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Yes, sir. It's hour three, G-Bag Nation 105.3. The Fan, thanks for making us part of your day. We are 1 hour away from what you're drinking, what you're thinking. Here's Wolchuk with some more sports.
All right, so we've got, and I know a lot of you out there, some that don't play video games, are going to say, I don't give a damn about this update. But those of you that do, and I know there's a lot, because college football last year, the new EA Sports version just was incredible. They sold a ton of copies. The game was extremely popular. Now you've even got an NIL component with this as well. So we've got the ratings in. The top 10 offenses and defenses, Texas coming in as the best offense in the game. And they've also got the second best defense in the game. So Texas is loaded, according to the EA college football game. Penn State, Ohio State, and Arizona State have the next best offenses. Your LSU Tigers are sixth at 89 overall, Brian. LSU also is in the top 10 in defenses as well. They've got
that, I can't believe that.
But really?
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, okay, this is stunning because Texas Tech has a 92 overall defense. They've got the ninth best defense in the game. Yeah. And we do not think of the Red Raiders as a defensive school. But
good,
all
hey,
of a sudden,
good for Coach McGuire getting that done because it's been tough there for a lot of
and
years.
And they do have a player right now that's projected to be a first-round pick. I believe it's an edge rusher.
Didn't we do an edge that the Raiders drafted?
Yes, we did. Tyree Wilson, maybe?
Yeah.
Is that the right name? But yeah, and he's not been very good.
No.
But Alabama's got the best defense overall, followed by Texas, Penn State, Georgia, and Ohio State. The Dutch Ovens, Michigan Wolverines come in 92 overall, followed by Oregon, LSU, Tech, and Clemson. And then Texas leading the way on offense, followed by Penn State, Ohio State, Arizona State, Clemson, LSU, Alabama, Notre Dame, Florida, and Miami. But Texas is looking like an absolute juggernaut, okay? So we've got this audio of Steve Spurrier. I know the other shows have talked about this as well. We didn't have time to. We had the three-hour shows earlier in the week. But here was Steve Spurrier.
Those were glorious.
CBS Sports, they were great. He's sharing his thoughts on the hype surrounding one Arch Manning at Texas.
They've got Arch Manning already winning the Heisman, too.
Yep.
And my question is, if he was this good, how come they let Quinn Ewers play all the time last year?
Even though he was hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's still.
And he was a seventh-round pick.
Yes, exactly.
And Arch is going, you know.
And now they're saying Arch is going to be the first pick. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Well, you only have to ask the coach, Sark. Yeah. You know, how come you played that one instead of this one? Hopefully you'll say, because we thought he was better than that one.
Yeah.
But isn't that why you played one guy and not the other?
Yeah, that's been a question of mine with Sark, and I thought there were times where you clearly needed Arch, like goal line type of stuff, and he didn't go to him. So I imagine the trust was big with Ewers, or maybe he knew, Arch is going to be around for a couple of years, and I don't have to worry about playing him to keep him. It's a unique situation. But I thought the same thing about Jaden Blue. Like, how is he not getting more carries? I think Sark made some interesting decisions.
Sure.
Yeah. It's just a little bit weird that we're now going to go and look at, okay, where did a quarterback go in the draft? And that's, you know, a reflection on how they were in college. Is Danny Werfel, best quarterback that probably Steve Spurrier ever coached, as a fourth-round pick in the NFL. Yeah. He was a national champion.
Well,
right?
He was
drafted in the fourth round of the NFL.
No, absolutely. And I was thinking.
Then he went back in the expansion draft.
Right, right.
So
right.
It's just, it's like, come on. Like, Chris Winkie was an awesome college quarterback.
Shane Matthews.
We can go down the list.
Oh, I know.
Of these guys
he's had, you know,
that are awesome in college, and they're not going to translate to the NFL. Just because you were a good college quarterback does not mean because you win the seventh round, which was a huge slide for Quinn. I don't think anybody thought that he'd go that long, but I don't think that's an indictment of how he was as a college quarterback. And it's the loyalty that Sark has. I mean, we had the conversations all the time about, I do think they have a better chance to win than Arch than Quinn. Because of the running ability.
Yeah.
But the loyalty that he showed to Quinn Ewers, Arch also saw that.
I'll tell you this. I think the Mannings did Sark a huge favor. They're not a rock the boat family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a rock the boat family would have been all over him about their kid playing.
Play our guy or we're leaving.
Yeah. And the fact that he comes from a well-to-do family. The brothers and the uncles, they've all kind of bided their time. They've enjoyed the college experience. Mm-hmm. They've benefited greatly from college football. You know, Texas is very fortunate that they didn't catch more of a rock in the boat family. The Mannings could have been relentless and could have threatened to move on. But talking to my son Bennett, who's in the same group with Arch, he loves Texas. He loves the college experience. He loves the people he hangs out with. He's not a rock the boat guy. And, you know, we've seen a lot of these quarterbacks pick up. Look what happened at Tennessee. You know, came down to NIL money. And all of a sudden, you know, a starting quarterback just says, I'm out of here, you know. Arch could have done the same thing, you know, with that whole thing last year. Like, I'm not going to sit here and play behind this guy.
Yeah.
You know, but Texas caught a break. I don't know of any other situation. LSU caught a break with Garrett Nussmeier. Mm-hmm. Garrett Nussmeier playing behind the guys and now he likely could be a top 10 pick in this upcoming NFL draft just by being patient, just by staying at LSU. And yeah, he gets $3 million of NIL money. Makes it a lot easier to sit there and do that.
Be hard to be patient, wouldn't it? Like, Arch hasn't played a lot of football in a couple years now.
Yeah, that's the thing. But see, he's okay with that.
Does it make you wonder about how much he loves football, if you're okay with that?
I think, to me,
they've had a plan for him in place.
I think that his buy-in with his uncles and his family and all that is true. And they say, listen, hey, this is how we've done it. You know, look what your Uncle Peyton did. Look what your Uncle Eli did. You know, look at the college experience. You know, the fact that he was making NIL money. He didn't need the money. Yeah. Like, maybe some kids are trying to help mom and dad, and they need to go play so they can make money.
But he was making a ton of money anyways.
And he wasn't taking it. He wasn't taking it.
But he had the option, right? Because he was at Texas.
Absolutely. He had the option to take the money, and now he's got deals with Red Bull and others and stuff like that. But Bennett tells me, man, he really does like the college experience. And I think Texas caught a huge break. Because any other quarterback situation might have been just the whole season Sark is having to answer those questions. You know, we're just going to transfer. Coach, we're going to get in the portal here. You know, we're not going to be around. You can't count on us, you know. But Texas did a good job of working that.
I would have loved to run that playoff game back, though, with Arch Manning. I felt like Quinn Ewers at times was overmatched in the Georgia games and against Ohio State. Yeah. And well, Arch Manning is athletic enough to give you a dynamic weapon.
He won the Arizona game, the Peach Bowl.
Yeah, he came up and made a huge play in the fourth quarter.
Now, you're right, Dawson. There's been some games where you're like...
The consistency issues, they're alarming. They are.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why he was also a seventh-round quarterback.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't think he'd go in the seventh. I thought he was more probably a fifth or sixth. Maybe a fourth, fifth
and
guy.
And apparently there were some teams that were thinking about taking him and their current court. Like, I know the Texans, C.J. Stroud doesn't like him. I think Houston was considering taking him. Yeah. I think Bobby's talked about this. And they asked C.J. and he said, no, bleep that kid. I didn't like the way that he came into Ohio State. And then I think the same thing with the Eagles. The Eagles were considering it. And Jalen Hurts said, no, thank you. Because he's a little bit like he doesn't want anybody coming in here and possibly going to uproot him. But I think that goes to the psyche of Jalen Hurts a little bit. But... Yeah, I mean, the Quinn slide was surprising, but I don't think, I don't know, I didn't like that take there from Steve Spurrier. He might end up being overhyped. We'll see.
Yeah.
But I think the talent's there for Arch. Like, he's shown in glimpses of when he's gotten to play.
Well, Derek Eagleton liked your point. Derek just texted me and said, I'm glad Wolchuk made the point. Charlie Ward won the Heisman as a college quarterback that didn't get drafted.
Yeah, it's not like good. We have plenty of successful college quarterbacks they're not going to be good in pro football.
Right.
I mean, Tim Tebow was a guy we were stunned when Denver took him in the first round.
Sure.
But he's arguably one of the best college players of all time.
Wouldn't curiosity have gotten you, though, as you're watching Quinn Ewers do a good job, but you know there's a lot left out there? Like the discipline and the patience from Sark to see that through when you know you don't need Quinn for next year.
I'll tell you what, man, to me with Sark, that's some big picture thinking right there.
mm-hmm.
because he's thinking about, I might have a quarterback down the line. I might, maybe it's not Manning. Maybe it's another one. Maybe it's somebody that's better than Manning. But the fact that you stuck with a guy,
mm-hmm.
that sells a lot. If a quarterback's looking to come to Texas, they're like, man, he had a chance to play this guy and he stuck with this guy. The loyalty right there buys you
100%.
An opportunity to maybe get a player that's better than
like
Arch
my
Manning.
Coach has my back.
Yeah, and my coach has my back.
And quarterbacks want to go there. Like yeah. that's why Arch wanted to go there. He sure. likes Texas, but Sark was a big reason why.
Sure,
in the recruiting because of the offense.
That's a big thing.
He's preparing these guys.
Picture right there. That buys you a lot of points with these quarterbacks that are like, well, man, I need to go to a place that they really, really care about me, and they're just not shuffle me in and out.
I think there's going to be a bunch of kids that just want what's the best situation for me this season, and a lot of those guys are going to be transferring. But to your point, I think there's a lot of guys who want more stability, who won't mind, hey, I'm 17 or 18 years old. I need to put on a lot of muscle. Can I like not start until I'm 20? Actually, that sounds pretty good. Maybe it'll give me a chance to learn the program, learn the system, and then step in and not get crushed. I think it's just going to come down to the personal preference of a lot of these kids. But, man, I couldn't – like, Arch hasn't – it's 3 years now. I couldn't imagine not playing football for that long being that amazing.
I can't wait to see him. I mean, this is going to be a fun year. And we get to start it off with the big one against Ohio State. That's going to be an absolute blast.
Do you think he stays even if he'd be the number one pick in 26?
I think the plan is for him to stay, yeah. I do. I think Garrett Nussmeier is going to be the number one overall pick if I'm projecting just based on right now from LSU. Sure. I think Nuss is going to be awesome for the Tigers. I think Nuss has a chance to win the Heisman this year.
If wheels came off for the Cowboys, you want Nuss number one?
I'd absolutely look at taking Nuss.
He is very Tony Romo-like. You're going to have some moments where you're going to go, my gosh, what a throw, and then there's going to be, what the hell were you looking at?
Like the A&M game is a perfect depiction of this.
Yeah.
Like he got him up, and it looked awesome, and then all of a sudden he's throwing some interceptions. You're like, what the hell are you doing here, Nuss? And it cost him a football game. I'm hoping going back a year he can clean some of that up.
He's not always interested in running either, too.
So that's what I was wondering with Sark and Ewers. Like, do you believe that Arch would get you in turnover trouble? But Ewers had 12 interceptions last year, doubled his previous high.
Right.
So I would think if you're looking along those lines, we're sticking with Ewers, the ball security. I mean, it wasn't there. So I think it is fascinating, though. It'd be interesting to read Sark's memoirs on how exactly he looks at all these things.
That will be. And Sark's done a hell of a job. I'm excited for the Texas program.
Are the Texans saying that Arch sucks?
The 2-1-4 is flooding the Texas.
Oh,
it's the
I
same
see.
Person.
Okay.
He's just not a believer in Arch. And look, you could be proven to be
totally.
Right. I don't think that you will be. I think Arch is going to be really good. But certainly, there's a lot of... I mean, anytime your last name's Manning, he's dealt with this hype his entire life. This is nothing new to him.
I think Texas in the future will have a quarterback that's better than Arch Manning.
While he's there?
No. I think...
Afterwards?
I think they're going to start to... I think Texas is about to be on a run.
Well, they got Rajah Bell's kid, who's like the number one quarterback in the past this past year.
Yeah, you never, like you say.
So you're not impressed like Spurrier? You're thinking, with Arch, he's pretty good. But
oh, no. I've seen him play when he was a high school player in New Orleans, and there were some times where I was like, man, that just doesn't look special.
They didn't win a lot.
But, man, when, some of the spring practice stuff, some of the throws he was making, he had to make a start in a game, it wasn't a conference game, I don't think.
It was like Louisiana Monroe, maybe.
Yeah,
he had to step in.
Yeah, his ability to move around, he's a better athlete than you would think. For somebody tall and long, and the way he runs, the way he moves, you're kind of thinking, well, God, he's a statue.
Well, he's a bulldozer.
No, he's got some movement to him, and he's able to kind of finish runs when he has.
Yeah, he'll run over. I mean, he did in the A&M game. They put him in a goal line package, and he just ran over a guy down the sideline. Like, he's physical, and he's got, 6'4", 225. He's got the size, and the team loves him. I mean, they really, really do. So I'm excited about certainly what Arch can do at the next level. The last thing that I just wanted to get to real quick was Cam Jordan, and Cam was talking with Jordan Schultz, and I think it was Keegan-Michael Key, and they asked him, like, what's the dumbest rule in the NFL?
The dumbest rule in the NFL today, Cam?
It's, for the fans, I think it's the excessive celebration. Like, boy, if you don't let them celebrate,
please.
Like, they scored a touchdown. They dragged three defenders on their back. Let them on their back. I got a sack off quarterback. Give me 5 seconds. Like, if that put the spotlight on me, I'm going to hit the levels. I'm going to hit one of these. In fact, I'm going to kick him while he's down, and I'm going to go about my way. But, like, let us celebrate. It's okay to taunt. Like, bring back taunting. Let me talk my
I kind of like it. Like, yeah. Let these guys have their moment. You know, they're working their ass off to get the touchdown, to get the sack, right? Mm-hmm. And how many of them do you get a year? Let them celebrate. I miss the touchdown celebrations.
I do, too. I think it's a no-brainer. I think, like, Stephen Jones is in the generation and in the group of people that think it's bad for the game because you have guys showing each other up. It's like, what are you freaking talking about,
dude? This is.
I mean, we love, you know, having the hero and the villain and reasons to hate the other team if they're taunting you. I think it's a mistake by the NFL to downplay that. That kind of stuff.
Emmitt Smith and T.O. going back and forth lives in my brain forever, bro.
Yes. Yeah,
Emmitt slamming the ball right there on the 50-yard line, fam.
I mean, that era.
Woody and George T. got tossed that day.
He sure did. Yeah. But like Chad Johnson, what he was doing every week. Steve Smith. I mean, all these receivers, they were all trying to one-up each other. Joe Horn with the cell phone. Like, these are legendary moments.
Yeah, it's unfortunate the NFL doesn't see it our way, because you could make it even more fun. I mean, think about WWE. That's all show. There's no actual sport happening. They just went off the drama and the soap opera, and they're maybe the second most popular sports entertainment property in the country. All right, we got to run. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. What a day as Cooper Flagg was introduced to the Mavs. Says it's a blessing to not be the Mavs centerpiece. He gets to, you know, come into a rookie year as a super hyped player with, you know, really not a lot of pressure on him. He can just go out there and let the game come to him. What else we got coming up, old Chuck?
Yeah, we'll get some highlights from this Cooper Flagg pressure. And was this an eye roll from Nico? That's next in the Nation.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tee or MensTeeClinic.com.